Hello, hello. What are you radiating today? What are we all radiating today? Welcome to Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor of a lot of guides and angels with us, yours and mine. And we want to talk to you about your life, what's going on, how to build your light in the world so that you're consciously radiant. It's interesting because a lot of us have heard, like for years, most of us didn't do the news because we thought that it would taint our ability to be positive, to listen to a lot of garbage stuff that's marketed, thought processes, and so on. And that really made a lot of sense. But there's a move afoot these days, a really big, like, wave of evolution and consciousness saying we really have to pay attention. And we really have to send conscious thought and conscious feeling into the real issues that are going on. For example, with ecological problems or dying species or overpopulation or atmospheric problems and inequities in the banking system. And who's been, I don't know how many of you listen to NPR, but thinking about the number of people that have been in solitary confinement relentlessly for 15, 20, 30 years. Can you imagine that? And very ridiculous inequities that are going on, not to mention what's going on overseas with the people who are escaping war-torn areas, some of which, you and I know this, that because of the corporatocracy or the global hand-in-glove supports of different contracts and so on. We're kind of responsible for a lot of that, where the wars are dumping people out of their own home environments. Who's making gains on that? And nobody wants them to come here. We're fighting about immigrants coming in from Mexico, heaven's sakes, not boatloads of people coming over from Africa or all these other different places. We have had the boat people from Vietnam, remember that? And we were very much involved with what was going on in Vietnam. And on it goes. And so nowadays, they're saying with the global crunch, with the number of people on this planet and the number of issues that are coming together at once to make you and I look at life and death and the possibility of even annihilation. We can see all that, but you know this, and I know this. If we can get more and more conscious, and if we can come from the heart, and we can look at those issues that are going on and keep infusing, imbuing them with love and do conscious preparation without being, what is it we're trying to learn? How to not be reactive, but be proreactive and send positivity out into various parts of the world where we can. And also, it's even like, I don't know who you're following, where you're following Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders, but I kind of like Bernie Sanders. And the reason for that is because he's standing up and he's saying, what's going on? Hello. And just even that waking up when we all stand up and we say, what's going on? And we raise a collective voice of what's going on the planet. We make a difference. So it's no longer time for us to hide and ignore what's really going on, because I think it's Palestine. They say they can't last much longer. They have no potable water. They say within 5 years it's going to be totally unlivable over there. Well, that can be changed. But how can it be changed? It's going to be changed by having people wake up and really sort of do something about these things, whether you're in a position of power or not. Because you have power and I have power. I don't think that way a lot of the time, but the power that we have is to raise our fields and frequency, to open our hearts and radiate our hearts into all these various places and really, like, pay attention. Sometimes when we observe things, we actually influence them, and we know that from creating our reality. We know that from the law of attraction. We know that from all kinds of metaphysics. We know that from being a little kid where somebody looks at you and you go, "Don't look at me," because we know it's very powerful, don't we? So when we look at those situations and we really, with our hearts and our souls, and we really build up our radiance, where you can put yourself in the shoes of someone who's being rejected as they flee from a war-torn country and try to find a place to land. I can put myself in their shoes. You can put yourself in their shoes. And that beingness, that empathy, that true understanding of what they must be going through is a really much stronger way to participate in what's going on in the world. And we've been told this before, that a lot of the systems are coming together, and a lot of the systems are dire, whether it's the financial corruption, whether it's the whales and the dolphins and the poisons in the earth, whether it's the droughts, whether it's the floods, whether it's the wars, it doesn't matter. All kinds of situations are pushing people to the brink of possibility. But we've been taught for years and years that these kinds of things are going to happen. And that if we could become really, really conscious, and as I just finished saying a few minutes ago, if we can move with a collective mind or a collective beingness, and what does that say? It says that we can move together with an interest or a goal or an intention to infuse life in this planet, to heal, to turn around separating forces. You know, we have our religions that are going around saying, "Oh, I've got God. No, I've got God. No, I've got God. So I'm going to kill you all off because you don't have the same God I do." God doesn't function that way. You know what I mean? That's some kind of interpretation that we made for reasons of power thousands of years ago or hundreds of years ago, however it was. And so many people know that these days. If you can drop inside and really feel the connection with Creator Spirit, however you name God, instead of letting God be a fig Newton of a human mind, which he, she is not, right? If you can check the divinity in everything, you know, if you walk down the street and you see trees and you see flowers, you see plants, you see children, you see bugs, and you see the divinity in each of those things, and there becomes a different radiance in you. There becomes a way for you to radiate a higher level, a spiritual presence, instead of a combative, separative presence. Isn't that exciting? And so I'm saying to you that a lot of us saw on Facebook today, one of our friends posted pictures of a lot of kids on beaches. I don't think I even know which beaches they were on, but little kids, 2-year-old, 1-year-old, 5-year-olds, lying dead on the beach because there was nowhere for, I think, the boat capsized in one case, and other places there was nowhere for these people to land. And you just look and go, it's not just the one-on-one human life for me that hurts. It's looking and seeing that we have the ability to absolutely honor the divinity in all of life. And if all of us did that, oh my gosh, first of all, it's contagious, right? And if all of us did that, we could actually reverse some of these crazy things that are going on. Because there is no winner when it comes to annihilation, is there? If you and I pass off and get annihilated, if you want, and then we're meeting up there in the clouds, we'll be carrying on, I believe anyway, we're going to be carrying on, and we can probably be commiserating about all that. But I do think there's a huge grief on knowing that we wanted and didn't change the course of events as they were happening. I think we can do that. This is not meant to be a political speech. I just want to say what we know is true on metaphysics. What they say is we need to become aware of what's going on. So once again, so we can imbue and take a part in what's going on around the world by imbuing healing, compassion, love, intention, collective thought process, you know, we can do those things. And sometimes it's very like that girl, Malia. We were talking about this earlier, who was shot because she was going to school. I think it was in Pakistan. It was by the Al-Qaeda, or it was, I think it was the Al-Qaeda that shot her, but somebody shot her in the face because she was smart. She was going to school. She's really changed a lot of people on the planet. She's made a lot of people think and made a lot of people very, very powerful because she just stood up and she just keeps going. She's really smart. And she just keeps getting smarter and smarter, and she's talking, and she's raising her voice as well and saying, you know, we need to be educated. All of us need to be educated. And she's really leading the way, and you can lead the way, and I can lead the way. We all have to collect our wits and lead the way together and make some kind of a difference. So this is my bid for changing the world, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think? I'm hoping that you're going to call in tonight. I hope you're going to call in and tell me what's going on in your life. Are you writing books? Are you doing healing work? Are you doing amazing meditations? Are you having fun? Are you surfing? Are you really frustrated about relationship? And how can we look at the relationship? Because, you know, a relationship one-on-one is the crux of what's going on all over the world, isn't it? For those of you who have read the Bible or have heard lots about the Bible, it starts off with Adam and Eve and their two sons, Cain and Abel. One of them kills the other, right? Cain kills Abel. And isn't that kind of like the rest of the world, the way that people have gone for centuries and centuries? We don't get along, so we kill somebody, you know? And America's getting to be pretty good at that, right? Shoot 'em up. We're in the Wild West. And so I'm saying, this is the way humanity has always been. What can we do? If you call in and you want to talk about relationships or getting yourself out of certain patterns, to me, that's the core of how we grow out of these combative, separative forces that force us to go out and kill one another. So I'm really looking forward to your calls. We've had a couple of good calls over the last few weeks. So, I was going to bring up the number, but I think you can find it easy enough because I forgot to bring it up. Yep. And again, this is Veronica Entwistle, and you are listening to Radiance by Design. So talking about a collective force, let's start off by doing our sacred geometric meditation. And, you know, it's very, very powerful. So let's start doing it together. And as we do a meditation together, we create a coherent field that stretches out as far as, well, I don't know how far it stretches, hey, but it goes out into other dimensions. And it stretches, probably we could stretch it all around the world. Let's practice doing that tonight because it's up to us and our intentions. So let's take a few deep breaths. That's right. You want to change out your tensions inside yourself. It's been a busy day, right? One more. Now, above your head, about 2 miles, create a golden ball, a shimmering, bright golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine, vertebrae by vertebrae, all the way down into the lower golden ball. From the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a 3-sided gold pyramid. Good. And push it out so you can play underneath it, right? And then upside down, pointing into the lower golden ball, another 3-sided pyramid. And when you push the two of them together, it creates a diamond shape, doesn't it? Now, inside that diamond, create a crystal ball, a beautiful crystal ball. And watch the colors shimmer on your beautiful crystal ball. Inside of that, there's your star tetrahedron, a beautiful, beautiful multidimensional star in which you are. Remember, you've been skewered by a golden light, and this star is all around you. And now let's create some magic, okay? I want you to spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. Spin and spin and spin. And as you do, see in front of you a big magical screen. And the first section of the screen is you creating, becoming whatever it is you want to become. What would you like to become in this lifetime? What would you like to become? Yeah, that's good. And I always say the same thing. I want to see myself becoming consciously multidimensional. You and I have many, many dimensions to our beings, to our existence. And I would like to be able to move from the fourth to the fifth to the sixth dimension at will and operate from any of those consciously, not when I'm having a nap or any of those things, but consciously. So as we look at the first movie, right? See yourself becoming whatever it is you want to become, and so successfully. That's it. And when you feel that you've gotten where you want to be, wrap it in light and move it over to the left. And now we start with another screen. And on this screen, we're going to create a project that you want to do. This project can be anything. It can be a book, a movie, a home and family, a partnership, around the world travel, a hiking adventure, doesn't matter. Something, a nonprofit that you want to do to create a center for people to retire in or something, you know, whatever it is you want to create. And see all the pieces. First of all, you see all the details of what it is you want to create. And then see all the resources coming, the money, the people, the ideas, the time, the little pieces of the construction, whatever it is you're wanting to construct. And then as you put it together, bit by bit by bit, it's working so beautifully. And then it gets to the peak of its production. And then you say, okay, now I'm going to call in all the resources it's going to take for this project to go to its natural completion. All those resources. And so it's going to sustain itself as long as it's natural. Good. That's the money, the people, the time. The food, if that's an issue, anything that's required. And now wrap that in light, move it over to the side. And now we're going to open the Galactic Healing Center. And now we're going to ask in our guides and angels. You've got a wonderful, wonderful assortment of beings of consciousness all around you. And as we said earlier, you can go through layers and layers, dimensions, if you will, many dimensions. And as you go through, call in, let me see here. Okay, call in the special healing team, the ones out of there that are special healing force, and have them come in. I'm seeing like 8 of them or 10, and have them ring the table. You're going to have a healing table there, and it's very precious. It smells a little bit of, I don't know whether it's rose, some sort of very, very subtle scent. Yeah. And the first person to lie on this beautiful healing table is you. And what you do is you ask for what it is you'd like. What kind of healing would you like? You don't have to explain it to them. But if you don't know what you'd like, you look at the healing team and you might even want to check out their faces or their presence. And you look at them and they'll tell you what it is you'd like. That's it. And now you lie on that table. Good. Lie on that table and let them work on you. Good. And as they do, yeah. Oh, I see. And so they're going to give you a little bit more advice here. Pay attention because you might want to jot something down about what it is you need to be doing in your life. And now let's wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Okay, now we've got another healing table here. Now I have a friend who has ALS. And she can't speak, and now she's lost the ability to check out Facebook and various things that she was able to do, and people are helping her a great deal. But I would like to see her on this table. Yeah. And well, I'm just thinking that we could have a couple more tables with people with very extreme illnesses. Oh, and I see two of them are children. And there's another one over here who's a gentleman who is kind of getting senior. Good. And then my friend who's in it. On these beings. Yeah. Okay. There we are. And have them each one. The first one, the ALS woman, they're showing that they're helping her find a certain kind of, there's a certain kind of, her illness is very advanced, but there's a certain aspect of her mobility that is still kind of resonant within there. And the other thing is they're saying that she's finding a great deal of peace. And part of the reason for that is she's being nurtured and loved by a number of people. That's right. And they're helping her find peace. But also they're saying that there's a little reservoir of mobility still in her. Good. And now let's wrap her in light and let's move to these two children. One of them has a palsy condition and one of them is, I guess you could just say multiply disabled. Yeah. And there's one more who's been severely afflicted with cancer. And is just coming out of 9 months of chemotherapy. So let's have all of these. Each of the team is going to go through each one and going to pull up. That's it. Some of the healing resources that are innate in each one. The palsied fellow, they're working with his the ganglion and the base of the spine quite a bit and also in his brain. Yeah, they're working him over. And he's very funny, and he's very loving, this guy. Good. Now wrap him in light and move him over to the left. And then we're seeing this other one who's got, multiply disabled. He has had some big distortions. He's been crippled is the old-fashioned word, a spina bifida, but also has some other conflicts. And you know what? This is another male. This is a very high being. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. And they're holding their hands, proverbial hands, filled with light on his brain, on his head, and now on the base of his skull and the base of his spine. And he's very joyful. Isn't that interesting? One would look at someone like that and go, oh, but you know, he doesn't feel that way. Let's wrap him in light. And now let's move it over to the side and let's work with the one who's just finished all that chemotherapy. Oh my goodness. He's been through a lot. He's another one who's a very, very joyous being. He's funny. He's very tired is the thing. And that makes sense, doesn't it? So they're working again with his base ganglia at the base of his spine. And they're also running hands all the way up his spine. That's it. That's it. Excellent. Yeah, he's got some complications from chemo results, and they're working with his the flows of his lymphs and his inner, because it's all been constricted. The normal flows of his body have been constricted by chemotherapy, and they're really helping to smooth it out. He's a wonderful man, young teenager. Yeah, I think he feels better. They're working with his lungs right now. That's it. Now wrap him in light and move him over to the side. And here's one more, a woman who has been very, very ill, is very fragile, and it doesn't take very much for her bones to be put out of whack or for her little system to be knocked down and so on. And she has met somebody by phone who's an amazing healer, and he wants her to come and live with him. Now the question is, does she have enough strength to travel by plane or by car? A couple of thousand miles to get there. The question is, there are two questions. One is, if a person is in such a dire situation and only has access, very limited access to a telephone, and manages to meet a very serious potential mate, is that not magical? Don't you and I believe in magic? And I believe there is going to be a way that if she wants to, she will be able to travel to see him. But I think we're asking for the team. There we go. See, her bones keep going out of whack. It's a lot to do with her connective tissues as well. But we're asking the healing teams to work with her. Now, they're working with her as if they're chiropractic, but they're putting things back in shape and they're infusing her cellular structure. There you are. And they're infusing her. This is going to be funny. I hope you're listening tonight. They're infusing her mind and her heart with wit, with humor. So go for it. That's the greatest thing. There we are. Now we're going to wrap her in light. Okay, and so now I want us to do, let's wrap all those in light, and now I want us to do some political work. We were talking about politics. Now, politics is of the people, but you and I know what politics is. That's what essentially that it means, right? But you and I know that politics isn't that way these days. It's some sort of bought and paid for system of marketed mind or whatever for issues of power. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a fresh healing table. And because this is magic, we're going to bring in, some of the leaders of the global corporatocracy. That's right. We're living in an oligarchy. And then around the world, the global hand in glove has a lot to do with who's got the most and how can we separate the most from the least so that we get more for ourselves. Yeah, that's right. And so what we want to do is bring in some of the beings, the leaders. Let's bring in some of the most amazing leaders on our planet. That's right. And what we want to do is ask for help from the healing teams. And we're asking that their ancestral links, that their higher selves, their guides and angels, their ancestral links come in. And in the guidance, there's realms and realms and realms of guidance. And they all help to infuse these beings with much higher light. Because the thing about power, I think you know this, that power is a word, like many words, that can have many, many, many levels of existence. And you have a great deal of power, and I have a great deal of power. But we often don't know that because we think that power means power over, or we think that means power of leadership. No, we have the ability to radiate into the world and have an influence on the atmosphere there, that our intentions and our radiance and our love all have a huge impact. So when we're looking at these beings, we're infusing them with light, with love, and a really strong sense of the power of being, which is very, very much beyond the power over. That's right. And we just keep infusing them and infusing them. And what do you see? Sometimes when I do this kind of work, I see some of them sort of coming undone or getting very fragile or being... What do you think? What are you seeing? There we go. That's it. All right, just keep going. And now we're going to wrap those in light. We're going to keep going on some of these. Wrap those in light. And remember, a lot of the wars are because of the interactions of different figureheads or different political figures that are getting, you know, making deals and so on. So what we want to do is we want to put Syria on one of the beds there on one of our healing tables. And we want to see the beings who are intricately involved with the difficulties in Syria sitting on this table. I'm not going to talk politics in the sense of telling what I know and so on. I don't even know that much because, like a lot of you, I haven't paid that much attention to the news. But I know it's breaking my heart these days that as humans, we can't move past it. So let's see the leaders, and we'll see ourselves infusing those leaders again. There we are. Let's infuse them with light and a compassion, so they have a sense of compassion for the people that are being kicked out of their homes or having their homes firebombed, and the number of beings from that country that have been out roaming and trying to find a place to land, trying to find home. There we go. And we're going to send light to all of those. Because in a different dimension, they aren't suffering. Change the energy, change the reality. In this dimension, they are. So let's just see them and raise the fields and frequency in them and around them. Good. And then wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Yeah. And what are the other ones? Shall we do... let's just put the food, all the food on the planet, on one of this is fresh healing table, and ask the healing teams to work with us to infuse this food with the most amazing life force that's really good for everyone. And like the loaves and fishes, a lot of you, even if you're not Christian, you probably heard how Jesus had a big crowd of people and they were hungry. Somebody said, we don't have enough food. He said, oh, yes, we do. And somehow the food stretched magically and everybody got fed. So let's us see this. This is like the loaves and fishes on this big healing table. And all the food is there to be able to feed the entire planet. Not just once, but many times. And it's healthy food and it's not Monsanto food. It's full of life force and full of life generating. There we go. Now let's wrap that in light. And good. Let's wrap that in light. Move it over to the side. Now I want you all to join me. Reach up with your mind as a sculpting tool and draw in the most amazingly bright colored light. And it's beautiful. It's coming from the new downloads in the universes. And it's kind of an odd pinky, salmony, gold, woof. And it comes down in through the top of your head and circles round and round in your head, moves down into your heart, round and round and round in your heart, moves up through your shoulders and down your arms, out into your fingers till they tingle. Can you feel them tingling and tingling? And now, being very magical and tingly, I want you to see yourself patting all over the world, wherever there's sickness, wherever there's war, wherever there's a lack of food, wherever there's a lack of water, all of the above, wherever the animals are being destroyed or the trees or the anything to do with sickness or destruction. And just pat as if you're the most powerful, nurturing being on the planet, and you pat with love all around until your whole world is just radiant with this kind of loving, nurturing attitude, which becomes a huge, huge atmosphere in itself. And have that light move round and round and round the planet. Come up your hands, your arms, up in your shoulders, down back into your heart, swing round and round in your heart. And then it moves back up through your neck, through your head, shoots out into the great central sun. And then back down to the top of your head, shoots right through your body and goes into the core of the earth. And now I want you to turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center. And I want you to jump into the star tetrahedron and let's spin and spin and spin. Can we do that? Let's spin and spin and spin. And then I want to say to you, so join me. Come on in and talk to me. Let's talk over coffee. I want you to call in and tell me what's going on in your world. What kind of questions do you want to ask? What would you like to teach or tell? Sometimes we have certain people phoning in and telling us what they're learning. I see a man out there and I see what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing. Wait a sec. I see a fellow out there. He's a little bit older. He's a gentleman. He's very, very educated. And what he's doing is somehow he's wanting to say that he's creating a program. He seems to be involved in some kind of international program to try to help ease, I don't know what you call it. It's called, you know, when you try to get people to get along. He's got a lot of that going on. And what he's sending is, there is a great deal of that that is going on. That's what he's sending to us right now. He says there's so much going on out there and so many people that are like all the listeners to Radiance by Design and many other shows on this station and others, that there are many, many organizations and many people who are working to ease the struggles, the tensions, to help with the people that are moving around, the migrants, people to help feed the hungry, people to help with the diseases, you know, to ease the illnesses on the planet, good, and people to help right the way the planets are going. And he's just shining, this guy. And he says, we're trying. There are some of us trying. And if you could just join us, and if you could send your mind and your intentions to join us, it would help so much. Instead of despairing and saying nothing can be done, a lot can be done. And it does start with your attitude and your intention. So I thank him. He's a very dapper, but he looks like an educated man who's well-dressed, and he works very, very hard. John Kerry, Jimmy Carter, there's a lot of these people who are statesmen that have done some of this sort of thing too. This guy is not a statesman in that way, but he is regarded very highly, and he does spend all of his life working. He travels the world and he tries to make a big difference. And he says, and you can too. And it's really interesting because, and I thank you, sir, for sending, he's beaming his message to me, and he's really bright out there. Now, here's another thing is that I think of Amma, the hugging saint, or Sai Baba, who is the guru who died a while back, who was famous for opening the palm of his hand and a jewel would come up. He was famous for Vibhuti. A lot of you know that he opened his hand and this ash would form. And if people took a little bit of the ash and put it under their tongue, it often helped. It helped make them well. It helped a lot of things. And so people just loved it. But the other thing was that if he saw you and wanted to, he could open his hand and you would get whatever kind of a jewel you wanted, an emerald, a ruby. Isn't that crazy? And there are many beings who've said, oh, no, no, that isn't appropriate. You can't do that sort of thing. That's witchery, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I just think that we are so capable if we purify ourselves and if our intentions are really, really clear, we can raise our fields and frequency and be in different dimensions consciously at the same time. And you could precipitate things from one dimension to the other. I believe that. I can't do that. Some of you probably can, right? So when I was talking about Amma, the hugging saint, and Sai Baba, and there are many others, but I'm just going to talk about these two right now. Amma, the hugging saint, is she works 24/7. And according to, what's his name, Bechtelder, the fellow, Ram Dass Beck, I can never remember how to say his last name, Bechtelder, he's on our podcasts. Anyway, he's been working with Amma for about 35 years. He's right there. He lives in the ashram in India and sometimes over here. Anyway, he was talking about how many hospitals and how much service she's created. And Sai Baba as well. They have top-of-the-line hospitals over there in India. And they're free of charge. People can go and have top-of-the-line service. And Jack Holly, who was one of my interviewees, who spent half a year at a time over there in Sai Baba's court, if you will, writing about the Bhagavad Gita. But the whole point is he talked about how friends of his who were, say, heart surgeons or the head of hospitals over in the U.S., especially high-toned hospitals, came over and checked out the quality of the hospital over in India and found that it was top of the line. The research was stunning and absolutely amazing. So these beings who are doing spiritual work are also setting up huge, huge healing systems for free for people because they have grants coming to them from people who are very spiritually oriented, right? And lots of research. What else was I going to say about that? Yeah, that's not all. There were some big earthquakes and, you know, the tsunami and so on over there in India, not that far from where the ashram is. And before the hubbub had died down, Amma had people from her group running around building houses that had been knocked down. Within 8 days, she had people reconstructing homes. So there's like a lot that can be done. And she never sleeps. And I think the reason she gets by with never sleeping is because she brings, and this is true for you and me, I think, she brings absolutely high frequency energies in through her body mind, and it catalyzes her cellular reproduction and so on. You know, it's like not being normal, right? And I think Sai Baba had a lot of that as well. Most gurus do, because there a lot of the magic and the miracles that they create are because they can access realities at different levels, and they can call through catalytic information from different vibrational realms, right? So that was a little sidebar, except that what I really like about thinking about gurus, teachers of spiritual matters, we realize that it's our belief structures that keep us tight, and our bodies, our body minds are absolutely amazing libraries of the beliefs that we've taken on in our lives. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? They're just, if you can release the beliefs, who knows? And I always refer to Peter Calhoun, who was very clear about how he was shown that when he had his near-death experiences. He was shown that we are confined by some overarching control, whether it's a big skin or a big membrane or a corporatocracy or whatever you want to call it. And it keeps us all small, so we're all kind of hunched over and keeping ourselves fitting under a kind of a glass ceiling. And he watched all that, and he got very good at breaking out of the limitations. But to break out of the limitations of your life or my life, what do we have to do? We have to break out of our cocoons of beliefs. You can do that. I can do that. Let's talk about it. You have a few minutes to call in. You going to call in? All right. Don't then. See if I care. I do, actually. But I see several of you out there talking about calling in or thinking about calling in. There's one woman who's in a bit of a crisis about business, and she also has something to do with a family business. Just a sec. All right, let me see if I can get this right. You're in a family business, and something has gone wrong. I don't know whether it's your husband, it's the partner. There's a partner there. But the other thing is that they're, oh my goodness, okay. So you've got a family business and things are going quite well. But now your children are upset. So you've got a big, huge conflict going on, which is going to pull the business down. And I think what's happened over here is the fellow who is not your husband, but he's kind of a partner over there, he has created conflict amongst the whole family. And he's done that ostensibly so that he himself can make huge gains while the business collapses. It's very heartbreaking. And I want to say, one of the things for you to do, ma'am, is to, because here's my, the person I'm reading right now, she's huddled, you know how you do, you huddle over and you keep your shoulders really tight and your head down going, I've got to get through this, okay? But the thing that the guides are saying is throw yourself back, throw your shoulders back, do some breathing, and then hand it over to the guides and angels. Do nothing for now. Do nothing. Yes, exactly. And she's saying, but I have to. No, because you're in a panic. Do nothing. Because when you do nothing, it's very interesting. It's almost like you release funny little strings between all the key players in this drama. And it's just like, okay, do nothing. And in your nothingness, you breathe and you command total release of this person who's in it. And then command total release of even your children whom you love, their adult children, okay? And any other members of this company, you just keep releasing everybody and releasing everybody and releasing everybody. When I say releasing, I always say, like, breathe deeply. Feel the strings between you and them. And then command total release. And then also get your guides and angels to work for you. Ask them to make sure that those strings are pulled out of you. Pulled out of you. Some of you can feel it pulling out of the belly and the stomach. Good. All right. Now let's go back into our scenario. Okay, so our hero woman looks very much calmer. That's right. Nope, you got to surrender a little bit more, yeah. Because what we're seeing right now is that it looks like all of a sudden the fellow, who I think is probably the biggest mischief maker, is going to go through a bit of an epiphany or something is going to pull him down. And then the whole business, if you had gotten into it. Woohoo, we're back. That was just enough time for my friend who was having this business problem to have some of her problems dissolve, at least on a higher level. I don't know why our computer crashed, but that's Skype for you, and sometimes it happens that way. So let me see, who else can we help before we give up for this week? It's all I want to say. Let me see here. Okay, so what we're seeing here is another big this is interesting. This is another family squabble. The last one was about business. Here's another one. And all these people are at loggerheads with one another. You could say, and a couple of you are listening to the show, and we could say it's the same kind of thing. I want all of you to take a deep breath and to look above and see that golden light and have a golden elixir run through your body and swish you out, okay? And now I want each of you to look at each member of your family, okay? And I want you to see the value of having these difficult family situations is the value of releasing yourself from karmic stuff, right? We're all meant to play a role, right? So I want you to feel the presence of, should we do it this way? Your mom. Okay. And wherever it hits your body. And I want you to command total release of it and swish it out with light. And now your dad. You see, you notice it affects a different part of your body if you're at all sensitive. Good. And just notice which part of your body it affects you. And then command, one more time, swish yourself out with light. Move that father's energy away. and command total release of it, right? And now pick each sibling. Feel the presence of the oldest sibling and notice that in your body. Doesn't mean that you don't love them. It means this is where you're holding empathically where they are in your body, and you want to feel it so you can recognize it again and again. So exaggerate the feeling and bring in the light and the guides and angels and swish, swish, swish the light through, and then command total release. And now the younger sibling or siblings, one at a time, feel where they are in your body and exaggerate it so you can pay attention. Notice they're always